Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, and if you've got chronic leg pain, it may be time to get tested. Learn more at demanddebora.org. Call 609-621-2080 to schedule a screening.
Phillies minor league teams in Lehigh Valley, Redding, Clearwater, and Lakewood begin play on Thursday night. In many years of covering this team, I cannot recall a more anticipated minor league season. The system has real prospects, many of them, from a stacked AAA team on down to the low levels where Mickey Moniak and Sixto Sanchez will play. It was just two seasons ago that the Phillies had the worst winning percentage among domestic minor league affiliates. Last year, they had the best winning percentage in baseball and sent four of their minor league teams to the playoffs. Given how important the farm system is to the Phillies' rebuild, and with the minor league season upon us, I thought it would be a good time to check in with Joe Jordan, who's beginning his sixth season as the team's director of player development. Joe, thank you for being with us. We're here at the end of spring training. And for those who've never been down to Clearwater, you have the big league stadium on one side, the minor league complex on the other side. All my years covering the Phillies, I've never felt so much buzz coming out of the minor league side. Do you feel it too?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's been building. You know, it's been building for the last couple of years. I think 15, we turned things around significantly, you know, from 2014. Obviously, last year we had a big year. And kind of, you know, if you will, just advance from the year before and this year. I've never had expectations like what I have, you know, for myself and my staff and the players that we do right now. And so hopefully we stay healthy. If we stay healthy, the players are ready to go. We'll have another good year.
In your years as they used to call it farm director, now they call it director of player development.
Right.
In your years with the Phillies, have you seen, you know, marked growth in the level of prospect that you now have over here?
Well, there's no question. I mean, I think you can, you know, I think even if you look back to 13 and 14, where we didn't have a lot of winning percentage comparison to what we do now, we still had good players. I mean, you know. We're excited about some guys right now on the AA, AAA clubs that were high school players back in those times, just kind of getting going. But we just didn't have the upper level strength that we do now. Those players have graduated to AA, AAA. And so we're talking about Andrew Pullen. We're talking about Dylan Cousins. We're talking about, you know, that J.P. Crawford, who was a 13 high school kid. So those players now are in the upper levels. We've got guys behind them that have a chance to be another wave of players. So I just think throughout the organization, we have more strength, more depth, more roster strength than we've ever had since I've been here.
And the numbers really back up the growth. I don't know how much stock you put into minor league winning percentage, but you know, 2 years ago, the domestic teams were at the bottom of baseball. Last year, they were at the top of baseball. What does that tell you?
Again, for me, it speaks to obviously our talent. I mean, whether it's our amateur scouts through the draft, whether it's Mike Ondo and his professional scouts winning some trades or getting good value for good major league players that were traded, or whether it's Sal Agostinelli who and his guys who internationally have done a great job. But I think it's all of that. I do like our program, our development program. We have some really good teachers that are really into developing these players. That's our focus. I think the winning is a result of the things that we're doing and the fact that we have good players. So it's all tied together. Winning's not the most important thing to me, but I expect it because I believe in our players and I believe in our staff and I believe what we're doing. So. Mm-hmm.
What's it been like kind of roaming the observation deck, you know, as the final days of camp, as the teams come together? There's a lot of excitement about that AAA team because there was a lot of excitement last year when they were the AA team.
Right.
Second most wins in all of baseball, 89 wins. And now pretty much that entire team graduates to Lehigh Valley. I think the fans are going to be in for a treat up there. There's going to be a lot of buzz around that team.
Sure.
What are you expecting? What's it been like watching them come together?
It's been good. I mean, obviously, most of the guys came from the big league camp, you know, once they were sent out. But I think... I think the big challenge for Dusty and his staff in AAA is just to get the guys out of spring training, which they're leaving tomorrow. You know, the guys have been here since some of them the first week in February. They're ready to leave. Mm-hmm. They're just like the major league players. They're ready to get out of Florida. And so get them settled in, get them into a routine. And then, again, just get the guys, as we talk about all the time, to invest in each other. This is all about all of us. You know, it's being good teammates. And that group will do that, but they need to get up there, and the staff will get them set into that routine. If they'll do that, and again, if we stay healthy, they're going to have fun. They're going to have success.
When you think of like the old baseball adage, building your team up the middle of the diamond, you're going to have George Alfaro behind the plate. Five prospects in the starting rotation. Roman Quinn, you know, electric center fielder,
right.
Both sides of the ball. JP at shortstop, everybody's top prospect.
Yeah.
And Jesmuel Valentin, who's just coming off a terrific big league camp.
Correct.
Do you see the makings of something special there?
Well, absolutely, because there's other players around them on the corners that, you know, we believe have a chance to be very good big leaguers as well. So all the pieces are in place. I think it's just a matter of that club going up there and growing together, becoming a team. They've grown up through the system together. I mean, they've been together. They've won together. So I think that chemistry is there. It will grow as they just get up there and get away from all of us and get into their routine. So, again, if we can stay healthy, all this will come together, I believe.
You know people love power. Tell us a little bit about first base, Rhys Hoskins, right field, Dylan Cousins.
Well, I think that if you go to Rhys first, Rhys is, for me, the smartest hitter on that team. Arguably the smartest hitter on that team. He's got a plan that he commits to. He's not afraid to swing and miss. If he's looking for something, the guy crosses him up. He's okay with that. He'll get him the next pitch. And he's got power. I mean, you make a mistake up in the zone, he can hurt you. He can change the score real quickly. But I think he's a hitter. I think he's a hitter first. And then when you go to Cuz, I think Cuz is still developing. You know, he's got more power than any of them. He's still developing as a hitter. I think the challenge in AAA, and I tell these guys every year, the guys that have success in AA that go to AAA, the biggest difference for me is the pitching in AAA is smart enough. They'll find out if you'll get yourself out, and they'll let you. More so than in AA. You know, you still got the top prospect against top prospect in AA. They'll try to match up. In AAA, you got guys that have big league time. They're on their way down. They're hanging on, trying to get back. But they're smart, and they'll find out if you'll get yourself out, and they'll let you.
There's always been a lot of eyes on J.P. Crawford. 2013 first rounder.
Right.
How have you seen him improve over his years in the Phillies system? What is next for him on his way to making the jump to Philadelphia?
Well, I think JP, the thing he needs to do this year is very simple for me, and I've heard him speak of it. I think he knows what he needs to do. He needs to go be himself. He's grown defensively. I tremendous confidence in him at shortstop. When it's game time, I like the ball hit to JP. Offensively, for me, he knows exactly what he needs to do. I've seen good swings since he's been over here, since he got sent out of big league camp. He knows he just needs to go be a hitter. You know, he got caught up a little bit in some things in Reading when he was there and then took some bad habits with him to AAA that I feel like he never really got past. But JP knows what he needs to do. He just needs to go hit. And he's going to have a good year, very good year. Really, I really believe that.
What can some of the fans in Reading look forward to? You have Drew Anderson going there. Mm-hmm. We talked earlier this spring, and you were raving about him. A lot of guys think he's one of your very best pitching prospects.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, Drew, you know, getting added to the roster, I thought he held his own and really represented himself very well in big league camp. You know, we're to the point with him now that we've got a target innings that we got to get him to this summer. He's still going to be somewhat limited late in the summer, just simply coming back from his surgery and where we were able to get him last year. So, but I'm excited. I mean, it's big fastball with the ability to use it. He's got a breaking ball and a changeup that he believes in. So he's got everything. He's just got to get more mound experience. And again, get his innings up so that when it's time for him to go to the big leagues, whenever that is, you know, he'll have the innings to go compete for a full season up there.
I've noticed another former first-round pick over here in minor league camp, Shane Watson. Mm-hmm. Is he kind of, you know, reestablishing himself?
He's had a great spring training. You know, he again, I think a lot of it is just maturity. He had to reach the point where he got post-surgery far enough that he didn't have to worry about his shoulder. He didn't have to worry about it. And I just think that, you know, he was a high school player in the 2012 draft that had some adversity health-wise. And you spend 2 years down here at this complex rehabbing, it impacts you. I think in some ways it impacted him in a good way because he's really come in mature and strong and focused, more so than at any time since I've been here. And, the stuff is back to pre-surgery.
Mid-90s?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he's been, you know, 92 to 96, a lot of 94, 95. Wow. But his breaking ball is back. He's using the changeup. He's actually pitching a little bit more like he's got a little more experience than he does. He needs to take that with him to Reading. Don't leave it down here. But, yeah, he earned a spot in that rotation at AA.
He'll be an interesting guy to watch because it would be nice to – I mean, you've built quite a bit of – in this rebuild, as I look at the rebuild, I think one of the most tangible areas of growth is starting pitching depth. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to get him really back on the map.
No question.
When you look at the prospects in the system, you sort of have that, you know, you have a bubble up top at AAA. Mm-hmm. Very interesting team. But, boy, that Gulf Coast League team. I mean, I remember just last year going on the Gulf Coast League website, and oh, they won again. I think they won 45-15.
Yeah, they had a pretty good summer.
What was it like watching them?
Well, it's exciting when you're watching young guys. You know, some guys out of the draft are young international signees, but just a talented club. You go all the way around the club, you know, and we're some of those guys are breaking with full season clubs, and we're holding some of them back, mm-hmm. and they'll start the year in Williamsport more than likely. But there was talent all the way through. Again, it was represented by every form of scouting, you know, trades, international signing, amateur draft. But
that's a great point because, you know, Mickey Moniak obviously was the number one pick. He was mm-hmm. on that team. Mm-hmm. Sixto Sanchez, there's a lot of buzz about this
right.
young Dominican right-hander, international signing. What have Moniak and Sanchez shown you this spring?
Well, starting with Mickey, he's actually still growing. Mm-hmm. You know, he grew like an inch over the winter. He's probably close to 20 pounds heavier, stronger, but he's still growing. But he's had a really good spring training. He's going to break with the Lakewood club, and we feel like he's going to be ready for that. He's, you know, he knows who he is. I think that's one of the things about him that is neat. He doesn't try to do more than he can do. He's himself pretty much every day. He's good on both sides of the ball. Sixto Sanchez, he's an advanced young pitching prospect. I mean, his ability to throw a big fastball where he's trying to a lot. I mean, he's got above average command of a big fastball. You know, he's been up to 98 miles an hour here in spring training, but that's great. Velocity's everywhere, but the ability to throw it where you're trying to is what separates him. He's got a developing curveball, and he's got a pretty good feel for a changeup. So he's going to Lakewood. He'll start in the rotation. We're going to manage his innings. We're not going to turn him loose and let him go get 140 innings. So we're going to protect him. We feel like he's a good asset, but he's been very impressive.
and he kind of grew up as an infielder in the Dominican. Pitching is relatively new to him.
It is, but it's you can tell just by watching his delivery. He's very athletic in his delivery. He doesn't work hard to throw hard. It's all pretty efficient. It's just, you know, a lot of it's just God-given. Mm-hmm. And he's beyond his years, really, at this point in time. But this will be his first full-season club that he's made. He's going to play under the lights. He's going to play in cold weather for a while up there. So he'll have his
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the annual Outdoor Power Sale at Ace, our biggest outdoor power sale of the season. Save big on mowers, blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more from the best brands like Craftsman and Toro, all under one roof. And as always, the help is free. Hurry into your local Ace now for huge savings during our biggest outdoor power sale of the year. Offers valid on select products through April 17th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Challenges, we'll see how it goes.
How about a couple other interesting kids from last year's draft? Pitcher Kevin Gowdy, mm-hmm. and infielder Cole Stobey, who was next door recently, won a big award. I mean, he's Cole Stobey's put together. He's a man.
Yeah, he's a very good-looking young player. And, he worked hard this winter. He came in. You know, he had a rough summer. He had some challenges. He had a couple streaks during the Gulf Coast League where you really saw what our scouts saw and liked. But he had his struggles. He came to Instruction League, worked on some things. Again, that's where we really focus on the transition from shortstop to third base. And then went to our Dominican Academy for a month. So we put a lot on his plate that first summer. Most of it was driven by the fact that he was making a position change. We just wanted to get him acclimated. He came in spring training, had a terrific camp. And almost made us go away from our plan of keeping him back and sending him to Williamsport, but that's where he's going to start. He's going to Williamsport, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him in Lakewood before the summer's over at some point in time. He looks good. Kevin Gowdy has, had a terrific, terrific spring training. I mean, very impressive. He's growing. He looks the part, but we're going to protect him a little bit this summer. I mean, we're going to manage his innings. We're not going to go crazy on that. And then I think at some point in time, probably next year, we'll have to take the reins off a little bit because I think he is an advanced young guy that, we're going to protect him for a little while. Well, we'll always do that. But, I mean, at some point in time, I think he's going to push us to, keep him challenged.
We talked about Sixto. But on that Gulf Coast League team, there were a number of guys with big power arms, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
have you noticed an increase in just pure power in your low-level pitchers over the last few years?
Yes. I mean, we have power arms really throughout our system. But I think the thing, if you talk about the Gulf Coast League club, we did not have college pitchers on that team. I mean, we had young players, high school players, international signees, and the quality of the arms we had was very impressive. But if you go look at their walks and strikeouts, their walks per innings pitched was like first or second in the league. I love what we're doing with our pitching development. I mean, for me, we're doing really good things. Rafael Chavez, Carlos Arroyo, and all of our pitching coaches. We've got a good thing going there. So, yeah.
I noticed last year, and we talked about this a little bit, but, a guy like Tyler Visa mm-hmm. earned a promotion. Mm-hmm. Tom Eshelman earned a promotion. They're just strike throwers.
Right.
Do you emphasize that from day one of camp?
Well, listen, I think the thing that Chavi and his guys talk about are strikes are in a delivery. If you have a good delivery that you can repeat, it doesn't have to be the same delivery with everyone, but if you can do something and repeat it, that leads to strikes. And they spend a tremendous amount of time on that, mm-hmm. tremendous amount of time working on it, getting on the dirt, but also watching video. Our program for developing pitchers for me is tremendous. So, that being said, the guys know. The expectation, it's harder to promote guys when you're comparing good arms with good arms that don't throw the ball over the plate. We don't have to do that anymore. And, that's kind of the message that we started talking about a couple years ago. But, it's gotten to the point now where we have enough inventory that we have things we expect. And whoever's doing it the best when we need someone, that's the one that goes.
Mm-hmm. want to ask you about another first-round pick, Cornelius Randolph. Mm-hmm. He had a little issue last year with health. Was it his back or his shoulder?
It was his shoulder. It was his shoulder. It was right. He was in Greensboro, and he was just starting to hit. Mm-hmm. He was really getting going good with a bat. And, you know, it happened before the game where he felt it, and he tried to play through it, and he just couldn't do it, so we had to shut him down. But once he got back, held his own, you know, in a full-season club for the first year out, really, the first full season. He ended up hitting about 275, I believe. But we're going to challenge him. I mean, we think he's ready to go to Clearwater. He's going to Clearwater. He'll be on that club to start the year. But I think he's going to be a really, really good hitter. He's learning to pull the ball. He's impacting the ball more to the pull side, you know, harder to the pull side. He's a natural up-the-middle opposite field hitter. But I think he's going to be a complete hitter, going to be able to do a lot of things in the box.
And you mentioned international signings. Yalin Ortiz, mm-hmm. Big right-handed power guy, signed him at 16. I guess he's 18 now, mm-hmm. still a baby.
Yep.
What does he look like here in camp, and what are your plans for him this year?
Well, our plans are he's going to stay in extended, mm-hmm. and he'll be on the Williamsport Club. Again, like I said with Cole Stobie, and mm-hmm. I should have said the same thing about Gowdy, the same thing with Ortiz, you know. If they do what we think they're capable of doing, they may end up on the Lakewood Club before the year's over. But he's scheduled to go to Williamsport. I want to go slow because once we're going to reach a point where we're not going to be able to hold him back. I think he's going to be a tremendous hitter. I think he's going to have above or well above average major league power. He's learning. He's getting better. Breaking balls still giving problems, but not as much as they did this time a year ago. I think he's going to be a force. I mean, I really think he's going to be a force.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will he hit for average as well?
I believe he will. Wow. I believe he will. I don't think he's going to be a guy that, you know, you're going to look up and if he hits 250, he'll hit 25 to 30. It's going to be better than that. He should be a much better hitter than that. He can run for his size. He's got above average, better than a 60 arm. He's just growing. You know, he's growing in every phase of his game. He's just a baby. He's just young. And I'm very excited, very bullish on that.
He'd be like a high school senior.
Exactly. Yeah, he should be in this year's draft. He should be in this year's draft, and he's going to have a year and a half of professional experience under his belt before the draft. So it's a good thing.
One guy I missed at Reading was Scott Kingery.
I was going to bring him up.
But I didn't forget him. I just sort of whizzed by him. He was an eye-opener in big league camp, as was Jesmuel mm-hmm. Valentin. Mm-hmm. You must feel like you have legitimate major league quality second base depth in your system.
Well, we do. Sure we do. You know, just starting with those two. There's some guys below them that in time we'll all become more familiar with them. But Scott's a baseball player. You know, close to a 70 runner. He can really run. I think the defense has got a chance to be elite. And offensively, I think he's going to impact the baseball and, you know, be a threat to do a lot of things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, again, we just got to keep the guy playing. There's nothing at that position that he can't do that he's going to need to do. It's just building the player and mm-hmm. consistency and that type of thing.
I bet with all these good-looking young prospects, it's been documented. This is not just someone saying you have good prospects.
Right.
I mean, every outside observer says the Phillies system has really risen to a top
right.
five system.
Right.
But I bet you just can't wait to get this season going to just see who's going to be the next guy to jump up, see who's going to progress, who's going to be knocking on the door. I mean, can you just even explain your level of excitement to see what's going to unfold the next 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, I think that the thing that I try to do right now is temper my excitement because we are very, very optimistic about what could happen. And I know we've had a great camp. We've had perfect weather to get guys ready. And we have a lot of good players. So I'm very excited, and there's absolutely no reason for us to have anything but high expectations. You know, we just got to keep them healthy, keep them on the field, and you know, we'll have some guys surprise us. We'll have some guys disappoint us. That's just baseball. But we're going to send out 4 good rosters. And we've got some good guys in extended waiting on an opportunity when it comes. So should be a good year.
Joe, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, and good luck this season.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my chat with Joe Jordan as much as I did. I'm Jim Salisbury, and we'll catch you next time at the Yard.
It's called PAD, peripheral arterial disease, and if you've got chronic leg pain, it may be time to get tested. Learn more at demanddebora.org. Call 609-621-2080 to schedule a screening.